The intersection at Route 139 in Hanover Center has long been a bad spot with high crash numbers, according to the Old Colony Planning Council, who just recently completed another traffic study. State Rep. David DeCosta and Senator Michael Brady, they submitted an amendment for $1 million to a transportation bond bill with the state to help with the funding. DeCosta says it was accepted. It should cover the cost of the new rotary.
We submitted a request for that rotary project, and it was accepted. We are going to work with the administration to make sure that that money is released. And that, by the way, is going to be, you know, a team effort with myself and Senator Brady. You know, we will make sure that that is a priority. Well, I hope by the time we talk a year from now, we will have something, if not doing construction, then planned and ready to go for the spring.
Transportation planner Bill McNulty with the Old Colony Planning Council, he gave a presentation to the Hanover Board of Selectmen this week on what could be improved on Route 139 and Route 53.
With redevelopment of the Hanover Mall and traffic economy rebounding after COVID, we'd expect that this area would get pretty busy. So that I think what we're looking for, if it's feasible, is to do a roundabout at Route 139 and Main Street. They would allow traffic to flow easier from the side streets. It would also slow down traffic, so it would make safety overall in that area better. Is there some athletic fields and playgrounds on one side of that roadway, so there's some pedestrian crossing. So we feel like a roundabout could greatly improve both congestion and safety.
The OCPC also made suggestions that commercial businesses on Route 53 in Hanover should consider sharing parking lots. That will reduce the number and volume of traffic entering and exiting. In Hanover, David Cedrone, WATD News.